Welcome to this week's Pause in Prayer podcast, Ephesians 6, 12 through 18. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Our spiritual formation verse comes from 1 Samuel 7:8. Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us and pray that he may save us. The Israelites were petitioning Samuel, who, if you remember from last week, is the child Hannah prayed for and that she gave back to the Lord's service. So the Israelites were afraid of their enemy who was coming against them. They asked Samuel to pray for them and asked him to not stop until they were saved. The Lord heard Samuel's prayer and the Philistines withdrew their attack. The Israelites knew they were up against an enemy they could not beat. Every day we are up against an enemy we cannot beat. Are we desperate enough to ask God for the victory, to petition God relentlessly for those who are being pursued actively and publicly by our common enemy? When the Israelites won the battle, they made a monument called an Ebenezer to remind them to be thankful for the victory and to humble themselves. They needed to remember that God was the reason they won. It was not because of them. They knew in their own humanity they would want the credit. They needed a visual reminder of their need of God's faithfulness. Well, if you remember much about the Israelites, you know this was short-lived. This Ebenezer became far too familiar, and they forgot again their need and God's faithfulness. Today, our modern Ebenezer that has stood the test of time is Jesus, the gospel of love, Jesus paying a debt for our sins. And Jesus, like Samuel, is constantly praying to God on our behalf. We have an enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Know that in Jesus, a bridge has been made, closing the gap for us to converse with him and pray for all things. He delights in hearing from us and answering our prayers. Now let's pray for the victory of our loved ones this week.
Hi, I'm Joshua. I'm a senior and have attended the school since 7th grade. This week's attribute is God guards. Definition: one who protects from harm or danger, keeps watch over, and keeps secure. Scriptures: Psalm 91:11, for he will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways. Psalm 97:10, you who love the Lord, hate evil. He protects the lives of his faithful ones. He rescues them from the power of the wicked.
God, we praise you that you are our guard, that you protect us from danger, and that you watch over us and keep us secure. God, we confess that at times our feet are not firmly planted in this security, Lord. God, we confess that sometimes because our lives are not spared or we are ridiculed, we don't understand that you are guarding us in those spaces, that you are saving us in that, that there's security to be bold and to audaciously proclaim your name because you guard us. God, we are so thankful for your power in our lives. We are so thankful for the saving power of Jesus in our lives. We are so thankful that you made a way for us. We want to pray scripture about this attribute of you guarding over our loved ones. Remember, in the long silent pause, say the name of whoever the Holy Spirit is guiding you to pray for. From Philippians 4, 6 through 7, God, I pray that would not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present their requests to you. May your peace, which transcends all understanding, guard heart and mind in Christ Jesus.
This week we pray for parents. May parents have discernment when to step in and assist their children and how to communicate effectively and graciously with teachers at our school. May parents do what is right and just, setting an example.
The concluding question for today, what is prayer? Prayer is communion with God in the name of the Son with the help of the Spirit. Prayer is not the pursuit of mindfulness, but the mind of Jesus. Through praise, conversion, and petition, its aim is not self-expression, but spiritual formation. May the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus this week. For more info on concluding questions, check out the book by Trevin Wax and Thomas West, The Gospel Way Catechism.